did Pocket City Farm come about? What was the journey here?
So I guess it started with myself and the people who founded Pocket City being disconnected from our food. So it's a pretty common story. A lot of people are realizing that there is a real disconnect. You go to a supermarket and you just see all this lush fruit and vegetables, but you don't really know where it's coming from or anything like the story behind it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what started our journey into getting into urban agriculture.
Fantastic. So how did you guys land at the old Camperdown Bowling Club?
So, because we live pretty close by, just in Newtown, and we've been searching out places to start up our first urban farm. We noticed that it had sort of closed down and was laying vacant for about 2 years.
Wow.
And then, council put out expressions of interest and we just put a proposal with Camperdown Commons to use the space. And yeah, they just really liked it. So,
and then all the hard work began.
Yeah,
digging
exactly.
It all up and exactly. making it all great.
It was a pretty long process getting it ready to, soil testing and getting the organic matter in there that's going to actually be able to grow food.
Host life, all that sort of good stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what sort of activities do you guys host?
Well, we run pretty regular volunteer sessions. Once a week, we have 2-hour sessions. And members of the public can sign up and just come and lend a hand, and it's literally whatever needs to be done. So we could be planting, we could be weeding, we could be making up compost piles. So it's to give people like a realistic experience of what it's like to work in a market garden.
Yeah, okay.
And we do a lot of other things as well. We run events, we have yoga, there's chicken care programs where people can come and look after chickens.
Love that.
Yeah, there's a whole host of things that we do.
How did you have a background in gardening and farming? What led you, or were you just a keen home gardener when you started all this?
I was a keen home gardener, but I was a graphic designer by trade.
Wow,
so
okay.
I did a bit of a shift in careers.
Yeah, a little one.
when I sort of made that shift, 8 years ago? I started to try and gain experience on small-scale farms outside of Sydney. So I was commuting from Newtown out to places like Richmond and Windsor just to, skill up and learn all about growing food.
Get into the dirt, get into the ground.
That's right.
What are some of the biggest, I guess, things people come wanting to learn? I know that inner city spaces don't often lend themselves to things like gardening or produce. And to have a space like this is both rare and wonderful and beautiful in that it gives people a chance to reconnect with where their produce is coming from. What do you find is kind of the big comment people are coming with or the big thing they're wanting to do? Does everyone just want to pick the carrots out of the ground sort of thing?
I mean, yeah, things like harvesting is a pretty popular task to give people. But to be honest, like I give people really menial tasks like weeding and I have to apologize and say, sorry, there's so much weeding to do today.
Yeah.
People are like, I don't care. I like it. It's therapeutic. So people are just keen to get that connection into the soil. And I mean, like the whole idea of them being there and helping out with me is that, I take the time to explain why it is that we do things. So people just really like to absorb that firsthand knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Learn and engage and kind
That's
of.
Right.
And I guess it would be a great sense of pride for the community that's established around it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, starting to form connections within the community as well, which is really nice.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest challenges you've faced during this time? Is there ever like a moment where you're like, hands up in the air, I don't know what to do here?
Oh, every week.
When the chickens get out and they eat everything.
No, the chickens are well behaved. It's we're pretty much at the mercy of the weather.
Mm.
So, over winter we had hardly any rain.
Mm.
And we've had some pretty serious dry spells in summer as well. So that's something that's been really challenging. And we do get pest problems as well, just like anywhere else. We do farm everything organically. And so there are sort of things that we can do to get on top of that. But you have to take it week by week. Things could be looking great one week and you could have like a couple of really hot days and it stresses the plants out, which means they're more susceptible to pest problems. So it just varies all the time.
You, like me, are looking forward to this rain today.
I've got
the
first couple of sprinkles on the way here.
So excited. I'm not great at growing things. I've put that out there many times on this show before. I've killed an aloe vera plant and a cactus once.
Oh, wow.
So like I can kill anything. But this is, I think that for people, especially like me, who maybe aren't so savvy in the gardening, in the produce, in the kind of making your own food sort of situation, this is the perfect way to get involved.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you've got someone guiding you and making sure that you don't kill anything.
Yeah, exactly. Cause, so you can like, well, when you volunteer, you can do that on the cheap. Like people can come and just volunteer their time and absorb that knowledge. But then there's also workshops that we run as well.
If people
are really serious about doing like a crash course in growing things.
Yeah.
So it's...
I've got to pick your brain afterwards. I want a mini lemon tree. That's my next adventure. Now, I understand you've also got a movie screening coming up very shortly too.
Yeah, definitely. So we've started hosting a series of different events. The one that's coming up is a screening of the movie Seed, The Untold Story. So that's a really interesting look at some of the challenges that we're facing going ahead in terms of... hanging on to the diversity of our seed stock. So that's one thing that's quite under threat at the moment.
Mm.
I think in the last 100 years, we've lost about 94% of our seed diversity.
Wow.
So along with like big corporations being able to patent seeds as well, so they kind of really control what's actually being grown.
Gosh.
But it's not all doom and gloom. So there's a group of people who are actually actively trying to rescue a lot of the seed diversity.
Wow.
So it's a really inspiring story.
That's fantastic. And it's so nice to see the community and the ethical side of things coming into it as well. This is obviously a huge ethic program in terms of getting back to where our food's coming from and making sure it's organic and it's sustainable and
it's seasonal,
all that sort of stuff. It's incredible. Michael, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.